6:25. Now, Sam Trethewey of Milford Asset Management's with us right now. Hi, Sam.
Evening, Heather.
Hey, I'm keen to get your take on the recent wave of the retail results of the NZX. So Kathmandu, it released its result yesterday, Briscoe's last week. How were the retailer results, do you reckon?
Look, overall, Heather, I think the results were well received. Looking across them, despite the lockdown pressures, most listed retailers are reporting very strong numbers. That consumer spending that we saw in a big way towards the back end of last year has certainly continued in the space. Briscoe Group, with the Rebel Sport and Briscoe's brands, delivered very, very good numbers last week, with big sales up 20% for the categories there of homeware and sporting goods, seeing very strong demand. And looking across all of them, a common feature, as you'd expect really, is the online sales growth that's occurring at a rapid rate, with most selling roughly double what they did in pre-COVID online. In terms of share price performance across the sector, it's Kathmandu with a standout up 15% in the last month, with Briscoe's not too far behind.
Do you reckon that there are signs that the market is willing to look beyond these current lockdown pressures?
I think, at present, investors are generally very willing to give the companies the benefit of the doubt and look through the lockdown impact. So a good example of that is in the case of Kathmandu. So the group performance there was heavily impacted by Kathmandu brand. Being hit by store closures, sales were down around 30% versus the prior year, and much more than, what most people anticipated in the market. So the Rip Curl brand there picked up some respect. So management suggested it was because of the timing of the winter sales this last year and the closures that they're facing in New Zealand and across Australia as well, being much more extensive compared to last year. So but there's two key reasons for that. Firstly, I think the past has been proven now that it's largely a deferral of sales for the retailers until after the lockdown. And secondly, they're a lot better prepared to deal with the impacts of the lockdown. So that's both from a balance sheet perspective and secondly, operationally, staff now know the drill.
Yeah, and so what are the companies seeing in terms of the run-up to Christmas?
It does look like the strong results are over just yet. And that's if you believe the management teams and what they're saying, Heather. So Gammon CEO Michael Daly spoke of a wave of revenge spending coming and high expectations for Christmas. So at his doors, particularly across in Australia, as consumers there are released from their homes, expecting to spend on tents, camping gear, puffy jackets, etc., and enjoy the great outdoors again. And then likewise with Briscoe's, expect the car performance to continue for now. So they're talking to a change in consumer sentiment, so lifestyle choices in relation to home and personal well-being have made that are really affecting the space that they play in, and the company there expects to report the highest ever profit this year.
Brilliant stuff, Sam. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Sam Trethewey of Milford Asset Management. Revenge spending. That's up my alley right now, isn't it? Don't you just want to go out there and angrily spend your cash? Angry at lockdown. Anyway, a text here says, leave Grant Dalton.